And on the telephone right now, we're joined by Christine Flatabow-Dunick. And Christine has just won, in fact, I believe it was a week ago, won the title of 2010 International Auctioneer Champion. And this contest is part of the National Auctioneer Association's yearly conference, which was held this year in Greensboro, North Carolina. Christine, we want to thank you for joining us here tonight.
Thank you, Buck and Bob. It's a pleasure to be on. I'm excited about the auction industry, excited about the award, and I first have to say that the Grand Marais area doesn't get any better than that. It is a beautiful part of this state where you live. How's everything going in Grand Marais?
Well, we got a beautiful day here, Christine, and thank you so much for your kind words about our area. We sure love to live here, too. I noticed that the award, which most people wouldn't know, but it's really about the highest achievement award in the industry. It had to be really, really rewarding for you to get this award, and not only because of the level of the award, but also because it was awarded by a panel of people who have won it before. So you're really winning it because your peers think that you're really a good auctioneer.
Thank you. That is correct. I humbly say this is the highest award that we can win in our industry. And I've tried for several years, about 6 years on the national level, to win this award. And my prayer to myself was that if these doors were to be opened, that would be fantastic. And if they wouldn't, they wouldn't. But I was going to keep trying and keep my chin up and keep positive, because I love this industry, and I have a passion for auctioneering. But it did feel really good to win, and to win given the judges were all my peers. So I was very thankful for that. My family was with me, and I'm just very humbled and very excited.
You also won $5,000 for that endeavor, which doesn't hurt the pocketbook either, but it's mainly about the prestige of winning an international award of that level. Now, you mentioned your family, and I should also say that your father is an auctioneer. Your brother and sister are also auctioneers, so this it's really a family affair.
That's correct. My father, brother, and sister are both auctioneers. Our parents told us kids to go to college, and so we all have four-year degrees. I used to be a pharmaceutical rep, but my heart was calling me back into the family business. And what I'm so grateful for is that our parents never pressured us to be auctioneers. They truly said, you've got one life to live. We want you to be happy. And I think that made it all the more sweet to come back and be a part of this business that we all have so much passion for.
Yeah, and I was mentioning to Bob, you know, before you came on, that it must really be something to be at a family gathering when all you guys are, holy man, how do you get a word in edgewise?
It's crazy. I feel bad for our spouses because they don't get many words in edgewise, and we kind of talk over each other, and we laugh, and we have so much fun. And I love being a part of the family business. I have so much respect for my siblings and folks that it's really fun. I feel very blessed to share this honor with them. And, Buck, it was so fun. My father was at the auction with me, or at the competition. My mom and dad were. And to see my dad watch me achieve this award was really special. So I called him up on stage and thanked him for all that he's taught me. And there was about 4,000 people online, about 2,000 people in attendance. And boy, it was really fun to kind of share this with my folks. And there just wasn't a dry eye in the place. So
that's great.
It's been a lot of fun. You know, and it's fun to talk about it, but I have to say, my goal for myself, I always told myself that if I won this award, I wanted to continue to make a difference for the lives of other people and not make it about myself but continue to be a vehicle that helps to make lives better. So my heart is in the right place, and I really want to put my focuses on other people.
When the other auctioneers, the people who have won this award before, now they're judges, and they're listening to you, they're watching you, they're seeing how you conduct yourself. What does an auctioneer look for in other auctioneers to know that they're good? I mean, what are they looking at? We as laymen, we wouldn't really know.
Yeah, that's a very good question. A lot of it is on presentation. It's on your poise. It's on your ability to sell the item effectively. In the auctioneering business, you can't just talk about a bunch of numbers that don't make sense. The numbers truly have to reflect the bids that are coming from the crowd. And so it's about on effective auctioneering. It's about on the rhythm of the auction chant. It's about on your salesmanship, how much to try to coax people to bid without over-coaxing them or making them feel uncomfortable. And then it's really about your stage presence and how do you have your hands and how does your body language communicate to be professional. And, you know, now as an ambassador for the National Auctioneers Association and the auction industry, I want to make sure I'm putting my best foot forward at all times because I'm truly a reflection on this industry that I like so much. So they're really looking for an effective auctioneer that has a good chant, has a good stage presence, but they're also looking for a person that they feel will be a good ambassador for the organization. We did have a long interview, too, and the interviewing portion is something that it can be quite grueling because that accounts for your points, and you just do your best to really answer those questions effectively.
You know, you mentioned the auctioneer chant. I've always wondered, as I listen to auctioneers, if everything means something that they're saying because I can't always pick it out, you know. And the other thing that, how do you learn how to talk so fast?
Well, I graduated from the University of St. Thomas in 1996, but in 1995, I went to the Worldwide College of Auctioneering. And at the Worldwide College of Auctioneering, you spend about 2 weeks. You do a lot of tongue twisters. You do a lot of number drills. But you really don't go home an auctioneer. You do and you do don't. When you go home, it's really what you do with it. It's all about practice. It's all about practice. So, again, I've graduated from college. I've graduated from auction school. But I've continued to practice. And I just told my husband the other night after winning, I said, "Gal, I'm a little concerned. Now after I've won this top award, I want to keep practicing. So I want to make darn sure that I don't let my skills go by the wayside because I want to become even a better auctioneer." So you'll hear a lot of my passion, but it's such a fun business. It's an intriguing business, and it's just a pleasure to be a part of it. Our family specializes in farmland auctions, equipment, and fundraising, and I humbly say in 2009, we raised $4.8 million for non-for-profits, just our family, in 2009, and that feels really good.
Yeah, you've been very busy. That was one question I had for you was, what kind of energy, is there different energy when you're doing a nonprofit auction than there is when, let's say, you're auctioning cattle or you're auctioning land or something of that nature? Is there a different way that you present it?
No, actually a little bit. In the benefit auction world, you really present it to be a little bit slower paced because many of those folks maybe come to one or two auctions in their life. So they're just used to a little bit slower paced in the benefit auction world. Now in the cattle or car auction world, a lot of those gentlemen or ladies come often. And so you can really pick up the pace. You can give it some great rhythm. And so there is different types of auctioneers. There's even tobacco auctioneers that specialize in just tobacco. So when I'm selling a farmland auction, because oftentimes that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, I need to slow down. I need to make sure everyone understands what's going on. And when I'm selling a benefit sale, maybe in the Twin Cities, those folks have only been there probably once a year, then you really slow down and you make sure everyone understands. But if we're selling tomorrow, we'll be selling 250 quilts at the Green Lake Bible Camp Quilt Auction. And having said that, a lot of those folks have been there many times before, and so they'll be real used to us selling those quilts as quickly as possible, because we have about 275 of them to get through tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to move along. Otherwise it drags on too long, and people don't want to stay that long, so things have to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're speaking with Christine Flatabow-Dunick, and Christine has just won the 2010 International Auctioneer Championship. She won it last Friday in Greensboro, North Carolina. Christine, you mentioned that you have a brother and a sister that are also in this business, along with your father. Do you work together then as a team, or I know you live in separate areas. How does that work?
We do work together as a team. I have a brother in Minneapolis, and he comes out to help with all of our land auctions. He'll be tomorrow at the quilt auction that we have for a local Bible camp. He does as much help out in this area as he can, because he truly believes in our local community. But he also manages about 125 fundraising auctions every year. And so he's very busy in Minneapolis and Chicago. And he believes so much in giving back to the non-for-profits. And so I work with him as much as I can, but we're both real busy trying to service the clients that we have. My sister lives in Detroit Lakes, and she's also an auctioneer. She is married to a pastor with 5 children, so her plate is full, but she loves to come out and help us when she can. She gets auctions from time to time up in her area. So as a family, we really cover much of the state, and that's just a lot of fun to work together.
Now, you mentioned that some auctions you need to slow it down a little bit. People aren't used to auctions, and others, you got pretty much professionals out there, professional buyers. But there has to be a lot of times when it's hard to tell if somebody is actually bidding or not bidding. Maybe there's a fly in the room, they're swinging their hands around, maybe who knows what, you know, they talk with their hands. How often does that happen? Have you learned how to pick those things out well enough so that really doesn't happen to you, or does it sometimes?
That does happen. It's so interesting. From time to time, we'll have people that'll stand in the back of the room and they'll wink at me, or they'll tip their hat one way. One time I was selling a large John Deere tractor and the sale got over, and a gentleman walked up to me and he said, "Christine, I'm disappointed with you. You missed my bid." And I said, "Sir, I'm sorry. I'm not in the business to miss bids. I'm in the business to make as much commission as possible." And he said, "Well, I was standing along the black fence way at the back of the property, and I turned my hat to the right a few times, and that's how I bid, and you missed my bid." So let me tell you, I've learned over the years. I take little jiggles on their ear. I take a lot of times people finger, or they bid with one finger in the air. Sometimes they'll wink. It's just a really interesting business. And so I have much to learn, but boy, have I learned a lot over the years to find out how they're bidding. That's a great question that you asked.
Well, there has to be times when it goes the other direction and you think they bid, but they really didn't mean it. Or, you know, they're doing something else. And what if they get stuck with the bid? I mean, has those things kind of happened?
Well, once in a great while that happens. We're very cognitive to make sure that people are bidding for real. We want to make, you know, sure that they're actually wanting to purchase the product. So once in a while, that'll happen with a real inexperienced bidder, maybe at a fundraising auction where they've probably never been to a sale before, or they only go to one a year. And then maybe they'll kind of do something silly where we truly think we've had eye contact. We think it's a bid, but it's not a bid. And then we tease them in a gracious way. We'd never want to put people down to the public. But I'll say, oh, they were just swatting flies. No big deal, swatting flies. And then, you know, then you start over. And yeah. And that doesn't happen very often. But we don't stick them with the bid if that's the case, because we wouldn't want to do that, of course. But I got to tell you, excuse my interruption, just a little bit about the industry. Do you care if I share just a
no.
little bit about what's happening?
Oh, that'd be great. We'd love to hear that.
Farmland auctions right now, even in our down economy, are going really, really well. We specialize in farmland, and I know some of the talk is capital gains going to go up, and when will it go up? And that's a bit of a concern for the future. But for now, farmland is selling really well, and so even in the economy that we have, it's really fun to see for sellers. This is a lifetime of their hard work. I'm so grateful that those auctions are selling incredibly well. The fundraising business is also going very well. And both for fundraising and farm auctions, what the secret to the system is if you do a good job of advertising, then you get a lot of people that compete with one another. You know, it's the spirit of competition in a professional way on auction day that brings buyers and sellers together to create the top dollar, the best revenue possible. And so it's just a wonderful way to sell things. I so believe in the auction method of marketing. Plus, it gives everyone an equal opportunity to participate. So, you know, auctions are alive and well. They've been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they're growing. They're growing exceptionally.
You know, what we'd really like to hear is, and I've been giving this a little thought, but just a little sample of your auctioneering skills. And how about if we just pick something like, let's auction off a blueberry pie for WTIP's pledge drive. Can you do something like that briefly for us?
Absolutely. I'm going to sell a blueberry pie. Sale out right now. What do you want to give? You tell me. I'd like about $1,000 for the pledge drive, but I'll take $10 to start the bidding. Way down low. I'm a Dan Della bidding now, 10 now, 12 and a half, 15, 17, half now, 20 now, 22 and a half, 25. I'm a $25 bid, 27 and a half, 30 now, 32 and a half, 35, 37 and a half, now 40. I'm a $40 bid now, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. $60. Not 2.5. I'm a $60 bid. Now 2.5. 5, 5, 7, 7.5. 8, 7.5. What'd you go? 7.5. It's only money bucks. 72.5. Now 5. I'm 72.5 here. Now 5. 8, 7, 5. 72.5. Now 5. 8, 7, 5. Easy to balance a checkbook at $75. Buck. Going once. Going twice. I have sold it to Buck for $75 for the fun drive.
That was great, Christine.
There you go, Buck.
What a rhythm you get into in that auctioneering spiel. That's just, it has to be, as you mentioned, you know, you practice, but there's a lot of natural talent that goes into something like that. I can't speak that fast. I could practice for a year, and it would just kind of putter on. There's no way.
No, you could do it. And I really think, too, you know, again, I'll just kind of sum it up by saying it means so much to me that I won this award. I'm really grateful. It's the top award in our industry. However, again, I've pledged to myself I'm going to continue to use these opportunities to make a difference in the lives of other people, in the lives of our great auction industry. It's great to be a spokesperson for the National Auctioneers Association. I want to keep bringing it back to the people because that's what it's all about, serving the clients that we have and serving the clients that other auction families have, because it's a wonderful business and it can truly make a difference. So I'm pumped, but I've got my heart in the right place, And thank you for sharing in my joy. It's been very humbling and just a very exciting experience.
We've been speaking with Christine Flatabow-Dunick, and Christine, as we mentioned, has just won the 2010 International Auctioneer Championship last Friday in Greensboro, North Carolina. Christine, I want to thank you so much for sharing your time with us, and best of luck in the future and your whole family with your business. Is there a website people can go to learn more about you and what you do?
Absolutely. If you go to www.flatabowauctions, that is F-L-A-D, EBOE, flatabowauctions.com. There'll be some pictures on there. Next week, I'm going to have the live video of the competition that's not quite done yet from the person that took the video. But you can learn more about our business, more about our family. And again, it's been an honor. I appreciate you calling. And back to you folks up in Grand Marais. I love that place. When I like to get away, I go up the North Shore. It's a beautiful area. You have an area of the state to be much proud of, and it's been a pleasure to be on the phone.
Thanks, Christine.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Best of luck.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.